If you've been fans of Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi, then you have been waiting a while for their current tour and the release of their first album as the Tedeschi Trucks Band. It's called Revelator. Susan Tedeschi burst on the blues scene out of Boston in 1998 with Just Won't Burn, a wonderful disc. Her husband, Derek Trucks, has emerged as the great guitarist of his generation through his solo work and as a guitarist in the Allman Brothers Band. Being married with kids, it seems natural that these two would work together, but it's taken a while, and I asked Derek when they started to try to make this a reality.
You know, it was probably 2 years ago. My band had been together for about 16 years. We had toured really consistently. And, you know, the kids were getting to an age. We had the studio. It seemed like the right time. We had tried to do it multiple times, but then either the Allman Brothers gate came up or the Clapton thing or Susan had a record coming out. It just never made sense. It was a busy decade, though. It was the window only opens for short moments, and you just got to jump on through. So we figured let's give it a shot.
Yeah, people talk about bands being like families, so I don't know if you guys are going to have any more kids, but, you know.
No, we're done. 11 is enough.
Well, first of all, I guess I'd like to ask more about the fact that it's this large a band. Was that kind of part of the idea from the beginning, or how did it grow like this?
I mean, it evolved quite a bit. One of the original ideas was the Burbridge Brothers, me and Sue, and finding a drummer and running out. And then we just had so many things we wanted to do. We watched that Mad Dogs and Englishmen movie, and like, that looks like fun. Circus. And we had been writing with Mike, and there's so much great chemistry with Susan and Mike and me, and we wanted to incorporate that. And then we started playing with Tyler and JJ, and just one thing led to another. And really, it was an eight-piece band until New Year's. And we did the New Year's show, and we just wanted to try it out. And we got off stage that night, and we kind of knew we were doomed. It was like, it's hard to go back, you know, once you feel that energy. And, you know, there's something nice with times as they are now, having a small militia on the bus. So it's fun.
Susan, what about the name Revelator? You know, I know John the Revelator, but that looks like a Derek question. She's pointing.
Actually, no. I know John the Revelator too. It was Mike's idea. I was pointing over there at Mike because I think he was the one that suggested that.
No, I'll let you take it.
We'll give it a Derek.
Well, it was funny. That name was floating around, and then we saw this interview with Bill Moyer, and he was talking about what makes a great interview, and said he hates interviewing politicians or anybody with something to sell because it's all surface level. You never get to the point. He's like, a real conversation should be revealing. You should be revealing something. And I feel like with a band like this, everybody's done their homework. Everybody's been on the road for years. There's no smoke and mirrors. Everybody is just kind of living their life, playing their life. And so that, when I heard that in the name, it made sense. We were going to name the band Revelator, but there was a issues somewhere. Somebody had already used it, so it's a great album title.
Well, one of the things about being revelatory about that is the writing, and this, as you say, Mike's done some great writing, almost everybody in the band, but there are people who are not in the band who were important to this. Maybe talk a little bit about who those people are.
Well, the first song that we played was called Don't Let Me Slide. We wrote that with a good friend of ours, Gary Loris from the Jayhawks. And he's very instrumental in the songwriting process for me on the last two records. He's wonderful to write with, as well as people like John Leventhal, Roseanne Cash's husband. He's a wonderful producer and musician and songwriter, and he came down to the house as well and wrote with us. And Eric Krasno from Soul Live, who's a good friend of everybody in the band, pretty much. he came down to the house and we wrote Learn How to Love, and These Walls was actually a song that him and Adam Deitch had started, and Sonia Kitchell, who I've actually toured a lot with as well, she actually wrote the words for that. It's a really beautiful song. So it's just a big family community, all these bands. You know, we all get together and see each other on tour.
And I was going to say, there's this great sense of, especially with musicians in this circle, there's not a lot of opportunity to get the music we're playing out to any mass audience. So they love being a part of it, and they're really helpful. When they have a great tune, they want it out there. And having the studio down there and being able to write at home and you know, having everybody here be able to interpret a song right when it's written is a pretty amazing thing as well.
So you're saying it could have been a larger band?
We're trying. You know what? We'd love to do, you know, get the band to a level where we can really do big tours with multiple bands. You know, with this group, with the Wood Brothers, with Doyle Bramhall, with all the people in the circle, David Ryan Harris, the Brothers Burbridge. I think that's a great band name. I think we should probably go with that too. So, you know, that's definitely something worth thinking about down the road.
The Tedeschi Trucks Band are our guests today, and you mentioned Learn How to Love. Is that one you guys can do?
Let's do it.
All right.
Means he was getting into it. Oh, man.
today. And hold me like you used to do. Just waiting on your sand, needing just a trace of you. Well, I'm moving angry fast, but I hold your place in life. Let you
Yes, that is the Tedeschi Trucks Band playing live for today. I must ask our special producers of the World Cafe, come on, you guys are having a pretty good time, right? Yeah. Just to concur, we are too. You know, that's funny. A lot of people mention Otis Redding about that song, and it builds like one of those old Otis Redding ballad songs. Was that ever an idea in writing that?
Yeah, I mean, Leventhal had that idea, and the chorus changes. And in the beginning, we're like, is it too Otis? And we're like, you know what? There's never too much Otis. It's 2011. It's time for more Otis. So, you know, we're like, let's go full Otis on it, full right. Al Jackson Jr. and the whole crew. So, but yeah, and then when the chorus comes in, it's such a nice twist on that. It really is a beautiful song. Leventhal's a supremely talented guy. He can play, write, he can really do anything. Great producer.
You know, compared to what we've gotten used to with a Derek Trucks album in the past, these songs are a lot more compact. They're a lot more song-oriented. Was that a conscious thing with this?
Yeah, I mean, we knowing all the firepower that was going to be on stage, we knew that once we hit the road, the lid was going to come off and it was going to do its thing. So we really wanted the record to be a great record, you know, where they could stand the test of time, and we wanted the songs and Susan's voice to really lead the charge. And I think that's what's missing from a lot of records from our circle, in a way, where it's everybody wants to recreate exactly what happens live in the studio. And when we go back and listen to our favorite records, that's just there's a difference between Sly Stone Fresh and a Sly Stone concert, or Eat a Peach and an Allman Brothers concert. You know, there's the version of Blue Sky could never have been created live the way it was in the studio. There's a real sensitivity to it, and so that was the idea. And it's really the tip of the iceberg. You know, it's I think this band, 11 piece, is about 30 something gigs old, so it's early
in the life. Well, speaking of guitar roles, Susan Neal, people used to go to a Susan Tedeschi show. Half of it will be to watch you play guitar, and you're pretty much playing rhythm with this group. Is it just hard to find a little space here, or
well, if you see us during a regular live show, you know, I'll definitely play a couple solos. Yeah. But really, you know, it's not a competition, but if it comes down to, like, what's best for the song, I mean, I have the best guitar player in the world in the band. Well, I don't think people want to hear me just play pentatonic blues licks all night.
And we learned early on there's a few things that Susan does on guitar that if you save it to late in the show, it's the secret weapon. It's the there's a handful of tunes a night where she definitely gets to stretch out, and people leave thinking about it.
All right, you guys, what's next?
Yeah, this one is a Mike Madison masterpiece. he's such an amazing songwriter. He's very humble over there, but he's an amazing singer and songwriter. We're really lucky to be doing this project with him. And this is one of the reasons, songs like this. This is called Bound for Glory.
The truth around your head.
The Tedeschi Trucks Band live on the World Cafe from the stage of World Cafe Live with Bound for Glory finishing up their set of music from Revelator. Actually, there is more from that set, which you can find on our website at worldcafe.npr.org.
Thank you.